The sun beats down on the beach. In the water, children clamber up on an inflatable flamingo. Up on the sand, holidaymakers lays. Top on, and if you can't do it here, where can you do it? Top off.
It's a real pleasure to go without nothing. It's a real pleasure. Feel free, it's comfortable. Very comfortable.
Some bathing next to us, face down on their towels with their tops off, are this woman's daughter and a friend, both in their 20s or thereabouts. They don't want to talk to me, which is fair enough, would you? But it's a shame, I say. I reckon you're the only topless women under 30 on this beach. But we're not topless, they say. We don't turn over. The Saint-Tropez of their mother's generation, when young women only put their bikini tops on to dance the twist, seems a very long time ago.
Going topless on public beaches began on the French Riviera in 1964, and Saint-Tropez and Cannes in particular.
François Krauss, head of the news section of the IFOP Opinion Poll Institute that has just published a survey on the subject.
At that time, it seemed like a symbol of women's liberation. By the 1980s, 43% of French women under the age of 50 were sunbathing topless, at least occasionally. Now, that number has fallen to 22%.
There is what IFOP describes with no apparent attempt at humour as an intergenerational cleavage. Those who can remember the time when the mayor of Saint-Tropez vowed to use helicopters if necessary to arrest women who took their tops off in public tend to be pretty gung-ho. But for the younger ones...
I used to, but not anymore. There are few women who are topless now because it's less fashionable. And so when you are topless, you attract more attention. I don't want it. it's the same if you have a beautiful chest or ugly chest. It's not the problem.
The main reason is health, actually, for my skin. Maybe also because of other people and how they look at women, young women, on the beach.
There used to be a bit of, albeit slightly giggly, Garden of Eden innocence about nudity or semi-nudity on French beaches. Now, say the sociologists, our bodies are more sexualized. It's the fault of advertising and porn, they say. And, says François Krauss, whereas the Catholic Church was vocal in its disapproval of toplessness in the past, now the fear of Muslim disapproval is influencing the way women dress and undress.
There is sometimes a reaction from a part of the population that tends to be poorer and of immigrant background that frightens some people. On some beaches, some women are afraid of the verbal or physical reaction that their nudity might provoke. This is something that you can see in the results of our opinion poll.
Back on the beach, the rapid decline of toplessness is, say several women I talk to, remarkable, even compared to last year. Though the reasons they give are usually less controversial, health, fashion, standards of beauty made more exacting by the culture of selfies, Instagram and Facebook. But the idea of toplessness as freedom pops out from time to time like a nipple at an awards ceremony. For this 30-something woman, for example, sunbathing topless with her boyfriend.
With everything we see and hear at the moment, I think people have become more modest and less willing to uncover themselves. And if that's the case, I say, take off your bikini tops. This is a freedom we have in France, and we should make sure we stay free.
There's a Delacroix painting of the French Revolution that children study at school, Liberty Leading the People. Used to be on the 100-franc note. Liberty is a bare-breasted woman carrying the French flag and urging her comrades into battle. Her toplessness, a symbol of freedom. How much skin women show is always political, François Krauss tells me. It was with the topless revolution in the 60s. Perhaps it is becoming so again now. John Lawrenson, DW, Saint-Tropez.